A man instrumental in the development and formation of the North Slope Borough has died. Borough resident Lloyd Avakana passed away on September 10th at the age of 91. Mr. Avakana worked diligently with Eben Hobson and others in Borough in the 1970s to put together a plan for a regional governmental structure. His son, Lawrence Avakana, says the men wanted to have local control rather than relying on Juneau for help in developing roads, sewer and water systems, and housing. Assisting other villages in their own local government formation was also part of what they worked to accomplish. Lawrence Avakana says his dad and the others realized that after a big oil find in Prudhoe Bay, they needed to work to be heard.
They were being left out of the process of getting funding through the taxation, so they wanted to do that to help the people of the North Slope. So that they can develop a more modern infrastructure within the villages.
Lloyd Avakana was born in 1919 in Barrow and grew up in a large traditional family. He was the second child of 11. He came from a long line of whalers and was a whaling captain himself. His son Lawrence recalls that after living in Anchorage for a number of years when he was young, the family moved back to Barrow when the elder Avakana retired from the National Guard. Lawrence was off at college then, but he says he made it back to Barrow and was introduced to the Inupiaq life of subsistence hunting and whaling.
Finally, I got to be able to whale with my father, and we did get a whale the last time we had a whaling crew. That was in 1976, and we caught a whale for our people. And that was the greatest experience in my life, and that helped me to connect back into my cultural identity of being Inupiaq.
Lloyd Avakana was a longtime member of the Ukipiagvik Presbyterian Church. In 1972, he convinced the national headquarters of the Presbyterian Church in Washington to help fund the startup costs for the North Slope Borough's formation. Avakana was the borough's first director of administration and finance. His son Lawrence says he was a deacon in the church and was a kind, gentle man who was always positive in his teaching young people about their heritage and culture.
And as being a hunter and to respect the animals, respect your neighbors, respect your elders, and help your children. And help other people's children to respect and to nurture them if there was any problems within the family. So they looked up to him as a guider, a guidance person, and a mentor to others.
Lloyd Avakana served in the U.S. Army and in the Alaska National Guard. At one time, he was the highest-ranking Inupiaq serviceman. His funeral and military honoring was today.